Thank you very much. Oh, that's very loud. Okay, so my name is Carlos Heller. I'm the what we call the technical director of the DACH region or CUR region, so Central Europe, like Germany, Austria, Switzerland. I have the pleasure to stand in for my colleague here and do the presentation today. So anyone knows anything about Skybox already? No one heard about it? Peter. No one heard about it? Oh, you did? Okay, because you've seen the presentation before. Okay, so what I try to explain you what we're doing actually and why we're here today. So Skybox is not the new kid on the block. I mean, some people call us a startup. The joke is we're probably the oldest startup in the industry. We're 16 years old, okay? So we're not really new. We're coming out of the Silicon Valley headquarters. So development is in Israel, in Tel Aviv. Actually, we're one of the fastest growing companies in our patch, in our industry, I would say. So we have 5-star reviews everywhere where we go because I think the product is really superior. We cover currently 800 plus customers worldwide, and we're active in somewhat, it says 50 countries. I think the number is underrated. I know that one customer, which I'm managing, is having Skybox in over 80 countries, close to 90 countries. So that's quite a large coverage we have at the moment. Why are we doing what we're doing, okay? So because we think that a large number of the incidents we see today, correctly to be precise, according to Verizon, 97% of all of the breaches could have been avoided by standards controls. What does it mean? Close the front door. That does it mean. Don't leave it open. Use what you have, use the firewall, use your routing engine, use your security devices, your enforcement points to really make sure that that your environment is under control and is safe. This is somehow in contradiction to the complexity we see in the networks. I mean, everyone knows, I mean, if I approach my customers or our customers, one of the things we're seeing in the last years is that the part of the network is local, part of the network is outsourced, part of the network is outsourced to another partner. So the core network is, let's say, with the BT, and the data center is with, I don't know, IBM, and then we have parts of it in Azure, then we have other parts of it in AWS. So it's a very complex environment. People struggle a little bit to keep up with that, right? I mean, first of all, the cloud by itself is not insecure, so it's the human that makes it insecure because they're not educated, right? So people have no time to do this. And we try to avoid this, and we try to help out the people by understanding the complexity of the environment, reduce the complexity, and make it better manageable by giving another additional layer of visualization. So because we strongly believe there is a security gap at the moment between your security solutions, like the firewalls, like the vulnerability scanners, like the SIEM solutions, which have an intended goal on the other side, right? Which might be to stop malicious traffic, to inspect malicious traffic if it's a next-gen firewall, deploy an IPS signature on it, okay, to have an AV profile, quality of service, whatever. Vulnerability scanners to detect vulnerabilities you might have in your organization, and then the SIEM solution to find malicious stuff in the log files, which is a major task. So the gap here is it's difficult to make sure that the security policy is a constant match to the needs of the company or to the need of my customers, I would say. So the second thing with the vulnerability scanners is the vast amount of vulnerabilities defined. Can someone give me an estimation how many vulnerabilities an enterprise is expecting on a single device? Any idea how many vulnerabilities are sitting on just one single server? Probably something between 15 and 20 critical ones. Now combine this and multiply this with the low priority ones, which are much higher, and then combine and multiply this with the usual data center, which has over 200,000 servers. Okay, so then you see the vast amount of vulnerabilities probably customers have and they can't manage. So we need to help them here. For the SIEM solution, I did SIEM solutions for the last 4 years before I joined Skybox, and I think that's, to me, it's at least a tool. If you don't tell them what you're looking for, they have no answer out of the box. Okay, they're very good in processing log files, they're very good in storage, they're very good in analytics, they have a very good analytics engine, but you need to feed the engine so that it comes up with decent results. They probably have something like 100 use cases, on board, but for your particular network, if it's not a self-learning machine, like combined with a little bit of AI, it's pretty, I think it's pretty much useless in the today's networks. And we try to close that gap by closing the silos in between the different layers, like SIM, like scanners, like firewalls, like routers, and in between the intended goal and the gap to what it delivers today. So that's what we try to do. How do we do this? We Skybox has a what we call a security suite, and it has 5 modules. Okay, I'm going to explain the modules right now and how they work and what they try to do. So first of all, we have firewall assurance, which is the one that really looks into the firewall security asset management. We try to do continuous compliance reporting here, which means the organization feeds the system with the compliance, with the communication they want to see and don't want to see. I'll give an example. Usually an enterprise network is structured like this. You have an internet breakout, you have kind of a core network, you have satellites around, okay, departments, whatever, different branches, and you probably have a business partner zone where all your business partners are being connected to, your delivery, supply chain, logistic, whatever. So what you probably don't want is that they can send traffic on port 25 out across your internet perimeter, because that would be spam mail, right? So if they are hacked, a possible attacker, they can break into their mail server, can use your public IP address to send out spam. So that's what we are looking into. So we look into the wishful thinking of the company by taking their compliance matrix, communication matrix, put it into Skybox, and then we compare it against the real life assets and the real life deployed policies on the systems. So and report on it, of course. We also do the rule lifecycle management, which means we look into the rule and say, okay, once the rule is in place, but after 1 year or 6 months or whatever, does the owner of the rule really need the rule anymore? Okay, so he needs to recertify the rule by proving that he really has a need for this. How it works, how do we do this? So first of all, we collect all the information from the firewalls, from the management systems, whatever you give to us. By basic file import, we can do this as well. We normalize it, so every firewall vendor looks the same in Skybox. There is no checkpoint or FortiGate, whatever specific icons, nothing. We analyze the stuff, as I said, to the point, with the configuration compliance, with the rule compliance, with the access policy compliance. And then we report and act on it. So basically, you can raise a report, and you can raise a ticket to change that particular rule. You see probably rules that are on the firewall which have not been authorized, so we call this an unauthorized change, and all that stuff that makes the life more comfortable for the administrator. We also report on things like unused rules and shadowed rules, if you don't know what that is, and unused objects. So kind of waste collection we do on the firewalls, okay? We look into the junk that comes in over the years, right? And we try to normalize this and try to tell the administrator, God damn, you have 4,000 rules on the firewall, but thousands of them were never being used, right, since 10 years, which I've seen, by the way. Or worst example was 2 years ago where we had triple any policies. I mean, triple any policy, okay, 3 times on one firewall, that means you can even put an Ethernet cable across it. I mean, it was useless. So by accident, it was really just by accident. They had a script doing the provisioning, and that was totally wrong. So then we have network assurance. Network assurance is basically doing the same with the network equipment. Routers, it's looking into IPS systems, it's looking into load balancers, it's looking into layer 3 switches, it's looking into access lists of Cisco routers, for instance, okay, stuff like this. We do basically the same, right? I mean, it's just another module. Collect and normalize. They all look the same. We inspect the configuration for weak passwords and stuff like this. We create, from now on, the network model, which means we create a full network map of the network of the customer with all the entities connected to it, which can be as little as this, or it can be as big as that. Okay, little as means we have one customer which only has 5 firewalls, which is pretty much easy to manage, and we have a customer which is Citibank in England, it's a public reference, which currently manages with Skybox 1.2 million assets. So you can imagine how the network looks like if you don't divide it into different maps, right? I mean, it looks like a hairball. So we create the model, we analyze the context, and then we report and act on it, okay? So we give the administrator a lot of stuff at hand to make an educated guess what you can do with that. Once we have all this, once you cleaned up the network, once you get all, rid of all the junk you have, okay, we want to ensure that this is not cluttering up again. So what we introduce is a model called the change manager. The beauty of the change manager is that it gives the enterprise the ability to have a process in place for firewall changes. Okay? So there's a new employee coming in saying, I need internet access, I need SAP access. And that runs across the company to the different approvers with the different level of rights to approve something and the different phases of the process. You see those are the standard phases here, which we call here request, identify, assess, implement, and verify. Request is, the request comes in, source, desk, port. Okay, so then we identify the path through the network. We know the network, so we show the path. And we tell the administrator what he needs to change on what firewall. Okay, is there probably a rule that already allows it, so you don't need to do anything? Can you change just a little object on an existing rule to give the access? So we analyze this and give the recommendation. The most interesting thing here from a security perspective is the assessment phase, the risk assessment phase. With all the knowledge we have about the network and all the knowledge about the assets which are connected to the network, talking about this later on, we can give the administrator a picture of the, first of all, of the compliance. So is that rule in line with the company compliance? Okay. Does it allow the spam traffic to go out from the business partner? And if you implement that rule, which is, of course, compliant right now, we've seen it. There's no red flag. But probably it opens up your vulnerabilities on an Oracle server to be exposed to the internet. So we know the vulnerabilities, and we know the policy that's about to come on the firewall. We know the path through the network, and we can tell the administrator that is probably a bad idea to do because you have 20 servers sitting there with 50 vulnerabilities, all of them high critical. And if you deploy that policy, every hacker can attack it in a direct way. So that's what we try to avoid. Then we implement the rule, we verify the rule on the firewall, and then we do the rule recertification as said before. The most interesting module, and that's where we are coming from, actually that was the first one ever developed in 2002 and delivered in 2004. So the other ones came in 2006 something. So it's vulnerability control. Basically what we do is, we get all the information about the assets, and it's a bunch of information. So we can connect to your inventory, we can connect to your scanners, we can connect to your penetration testing results, we can connect to whatever delivers a result and information about the assets that you have in your network. If the format is not compatible to what we need, we can massage it using scripts, okay, and then import it offline and have the information inside. So the first thing we do is what we call the scanless assessment. So we call it the vulnerability detector. It's not a scanner, okay? A scanner is actively reaching out to the device, tries to penetrate it, tries to use credential it knows to go onto the device and do the vulnerability scanning. That is the best way and probably the most intelligent way and the most sophisticated way to identify the weaknesses, but it also has certain, let's say, disadvantages. Most companies, they only scan once a month, right? So what we do is, we know everything about that particular server, okay? We have a complete picture about it. So it's on the first, you do your scanning, and then on the next first, you do another scan. So on the first, everything is proper. It's nice. On the fifth, your administrator deploys a new version of Skype, WhatsApp desktop, whatever you use as your communication tool, or whatever you use as your collaborative work tool. On the 10th, there is a vulnerability coming out for that just updated tool. When do you discover this? On the scanner? Next first. We discover it on the next day because we do this import and network modeling and server modeling every night. Okay, and Skybox gives the customer the ability to download what we call the dictionary with all the vulnerabilities just discovered, okay, and we have an own research center for it. And when we discover it, you can download it and you can look into it and we can show you the vulnerabilities before they actually being detected by the scanner. A bit deeper into the technology, that are the vendors we're supporting. It's over 120, I think it's even 130, 140, something like now. For all the things, we also support hybrid infrastructures like the cloud support and whatever we have. So what is the, come on, What is the real value? So Skybox is best placed in the SOC or in the third, okay? Secure Operating Center. So because we are the single source of truth, and I give you one example how that could look like in a SOC, okay? So in a SOC, we probably have the whole modeled network. That's how a network map looks like, okay? Brackets, if you would ask me how accurate that is based on the imports we do, I would say 99%. Because when we have a kind of an audit, our customers have an audit, they export this into Visio, and the auditors, they usually do not find any errors in the map, so they accept this as a compliance tool by just giving the actual network map. So what we do here is, again, we know everything about the network, and we do what we call the attack simulation. Basically, we try to figure out how could a hacker penetrate the network. So there's a vulnerability on your web server, we see it, and you, as you've seen on the animation, we can see how someone could hack through the network by leveraging either a one-step attack, which means from the web server directly to the development server, or by using breaking into the web server, and then go through the next router where he knows the credentials, where there's another vulnerability, and hack the way on the layer three. Okay, so once we have this, and once we have the information, we see the pass, we show the pass to the SOC guys, okay? And then once we have that, he can go into the asset information, and you can see that it's pretty much, and that's not even all we have. Basic asset data, like name, IP, MAC, and whatever, tech data, business data, network content, vulnerability data, vulnerability enrichment data, analytics and prioritization of vulnerabilities. So, and that's the most important part on top, because remember what I said, 15 to 20 vulnerabilities per device multiplies by 200,000 devices you have in your network and servers. You want to prioritize, okay? You want to nail down the most important ones first and the most critical ones. So that's what we actually deliver here, right? So we show you exactly where's your device, what's the state of the device, and what does it mean to the company? One example, and then I'm done. There's a company in Germany, and I always try to explain that, how that works, and they gave me the perfect example. This company has two identical servers. One is in the DMZ, it's a web server, okay? Identical operating server, operating system, identical Apache running on top of it, and one is in the cantina. So, when both have the same vulnerability, where would you run first? To the cantina server, which just gets a payment by the employee when he gets his meal, or would you go to your online shopping system? And I would say, hey, online shopping, right? And say, Mr. Heller, thank you for that. This company has 25,000 people that go for lunch every day in that city. It's in Stuttgart. Can you imagine 25,000 people cannot pay their meal for 1 hour? Multiply this by 150 euros. That's the average payment you have to give as an employer to an employee, including taxes and health insurance and all that stuff. That's the amount of money they never sell in dishwashers, washing machine, hair dryers, curly makers outside in the web shop. So they would pull the plug on the web shop. That's what they said. And that's what we actually can do with the so-called the analytics and vulnerability data combined with what we know about the asset. I know it's a lot of information in 20 minutes. Any questions? No?
Questions?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.